All right, welcome to the day before Tuesday. And this is your weekly installment of the ROI of Why, your number one podcast that focuses on all things impact and purpose as it relates to business. Mm-hmm. I am your co-host, Andrew Tuzon, joined by my partner in crime, Angie Kupacek.
How's it going?
It's good. How are
you? Yeah, doing well.
Good.
Yeah, enjoying this little mini-series that we're doing. It's pretty cool.
A lot of fun.
I like riffing on these topics.
Yeah, it's just like stuff that, you know, it's very close to both of us. We both have spent a ton of time in this space. And I like the idea of potentially hitting some of the members of our audience with things that they could implement that could help them drive to a place where they're doing more good, more impact, more purpose.
Yeah, because I mean, at the end of the day, everyone's a business. And so, yes, I think having that long-term strategy, setting yourself up to understand how we're going to tell those stories. Purpose is definitely a great long-term strategy, is a backbone to your foundation, keeps you honest and to your core. But if you don't know how to like tell that story and how to activate against that, you kind of get lost in the waters.
Yeah, straight up. So. All right. So for the third installment of our mini series, we are going to be talking about when to actually ask for the business in social media, which I feel like, you know, we've done a good job leading up to this point by telling people to stop doing it all the time. I'm sure many of them are like, but when do I do it?
And I feel like this is something you have a ton of just personal experience with as an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Whereas I feel like I've kind of got to cheat it a little bit, because even when I was client side, I was doing it in a, I guess not a different way, but I always feel like when it's your lunch getting served based on your output, you want to be a lot more mindful, which I feel like a lot of our listeners are within that kind of vein of consciousness.
Yeah.
Versus when you're not the person who's like, okay, well, I've got to make the sale so I can like pay for salaries. Like you just, you take it with a little bit different of approach. So from somebody who, you know, as an entrepreneur, how did you kind of approach when was the right time to ask for the sale?
Okay, so that is a tricky question because the answer sucks and it's, it depends, right?
God, such a dad answer.
I know, it really is. No, it's to me, it's all about read the room.
Right.
Time and place, okay? Like if you're at a networking event and it doesn't feel right to ask somebody you just met for an appointment to talk to them about their like estate planning, don't do it,
right?
The same is true in social media or email. It's all relative. And so one of the like tactics, I'll go back to the evil example that I gave like with the video content, for example, because that's one that we've recently pointed to. So what I always found to be the most effective, you know, with the evil video content, for example, was when you see engagement happening, whether, you know, we're talking about comments, conversations, whatever, participate and answer questions, right? Mm-hmm. And so to do that, to set yourself up for that opportunity, you have to ask open-ended questions, right? And so it's all about positioning and it's all about making sure that you're navigating those waters, you know, efficiently, strategically.
Right.
And then there comes a point where the questions or the question or the series of questions may become a little too, I don't want to say cumbersome, but like vast for just a Facebook comment reply or whatever.
Right.
And I would always view that in the early stages of Evil when I was still handling engagement or part of it. You know, that's where it's, hey, let's shoot me a DM or email me and let's continue the conversation accordingly. And that gives you the opportunity to then kind of set up a secondary conversation. Maybe it's a coffee or a face-to-face. And it's all about building rapport.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's the way that I've always built businesses and built a book of business and onboarded more clients. My number one KPI in that first exchange is never to sell anything. It's never to like define the project 100%. My number one goal when I walk in that room is I have 30 minutes or 60 minutes with this person or group of people, they're all going to be my homie when I leave, right? Because people do business with people they like, know, and trust.
Right.
So when do you ask for the business? Again, it depends. Have you built a relationship?
Yeah.
And I know some people out there are thinking, okay, well, my company sells chicken strips and soda. Do I need to build a relationship with every single person that's coming in and spending, you know, $13 at lunchtime?
That's a lot of money.
I don't
super cheap.
I don't know what chicken costs. it's
right now. About a $10 lunch anymore, I feel like. But anyway, sorry. So, wrong tangent to go on in this little mini series.
So you could argue, though, like, yeah, you should, right? Yeah. Because people do business with people they like, know, and trust. Relationships drive repeat and referral business.
Right.
But you can also, like, be open to the fact that not everybody is going to want a relationship with their chicken and soda lunchtime vendor, right? So it's all about balance too and reading the room.
And I think understanding too, like to your point, that level of the ask, there's a lot less of nurturing that needs to come into it when it's, where am I going to eat my lunch?
Sure.
But there is a lot of education. So even today I was trying to decide where was I going to order my lunch from. And Jimmy John's guy, I'm pretty sure knows me to a T at this point.
Nice.
But it was just like, well, I've already had them like twice this week. So where else do I want to go? And I didn't really want to eat anything super greasy or heavy. And so it's just Panera, it's close and whatever. But also they do an amazing job of educating you about how they do their business.
Yeah.
How do they do their practices? How do they source their foods? And yes, I was going to pick someone within an X mile radius of my office so I could get back here in time for a meeting. But it did, like, the things that they put out there in their content and messaging, those aren't always asking for the sale in them. They're just informing you about how they do, how they source their food, how they make their food and prep it. And I was like, oh, you know what? That sounds in line with that need I have today.
Right.
And so it's understanding, too, where your consumer is in that needs journey.
Yep.
The other piece of it then comes, like, what is your sequential messaging? And how many touch points is a fair amount to build and nurture that relationship?
Right.
And so I'm a big fan of, and it's not something that a ton of people can invest a lot of time in, but it's sequential advertising. And I know we're going to talk about like buying ad spots in the future on social, but something that, and I mentioned them, I think before, the Dribble soccer ball company with a little QR code on it.
Which I saw an ad for that the other night, by the way.
Yeah, because we talked about it.
Yeah, I know. Separate conversation.
But they did a great job of evolving the content I saw over time. So it wasn't like I was seeing the same ad every single time. They varied the activities and the type of engagements people were having with the soccer ball. And I thought, and that's what actually got me to stop and pause. I'd be like, oh, this looks different. Is there, how else could we use this ball? And
buyer's
so they pulled me through. And so I think it's really important to understand your buyer's journey so you know when to have that ask, because that'll also help you. And a lot of times social media isn't the place for the ask.
Exactly.
It's the place where you want to do the nurturing. But then we had talked about the website being the home base, but then those activities that happen after the moment they click through the ad become when you want to start thinking about leaning towards the ask. Mm-hmm. So what does your retargeting strategy look like? What does the email communication look like if you get that far? And then you start to evolve from there. But I
think
for me personally, social media is when you're nurturing.
Yep.
And building it up, and you're informing them. You can even show a product, but talk about how that product helps them with that lifestyle or whatever.
Yeah.
And pull them through that way. But that's your lead engine, is getting them interested enough to want to dive in more with you.
And for our single listeners out there, social media for your business and content is almost like Tinder. Right?
Yeah.
It's like where you're sending messages, you're getting to know each other a little bit, right? You're not dating yet.
No, don't ask for that close.
No,
slapped.
Calm down, Brent.
Blocked.
Right. But when they come to the website, it's like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
We're getting dinner.
Now it's getting official.
Yeah.
I very much so agree with that philosophy. I've thought that a lot as we've been having these dialogues, that it's just like dinner, dating. You shouldn't typically ask for the clothes on the first date.
Right.
So
some people are better at dating
sometimes
than others, right?
You get lucky, but not all the time.
Right.
So
yeah. No, but I think that's actually very relevant and a great way to explain it, right? It's like, and again, it depends, right? It's like every single situation is going to be different.
Yeah.
Not every single person that you go on a date with is going to follow the exact same algorithm of this is the PEMDAS of dating, right? It's like,
so it's only that easy for people.
Right. But it's all about read the room, right? If you can read the room and you can understand, where am I at in this journey with this opportunity that's in front of me, then you can like kind of work that backwards and identify, does it even make sense in this moment? Or am I going to set myself up to never talk to this person again?
Which is the absolute worst.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, I think that's a really important thing. And I think the other thing is understanding. So when to re-ask. So I can't tell you how many times, especially in consideration phases where you're learning how to do something, right? There's like the four quadrants of search intent. So one's very informational. I have no inspiration to buy. I'm just gaining knowledge because we all want to be experts before we buy now. So gaining knowledge, and then you move into the like informational transactional type of searches. And then you kind of like, right, you flow through to then when you are looking to buy.
Yeah.
And I think even using that kind of keyword mentality within social media is really important in how you want to poise and like propose out your different, it's a product or a service. So
yeah.
When I worked for my e-commerce company, we would highlight products all the time, but they were just usually like the visual catalyst, but the content was very different. So it was a crib showing a super adorable crib and a really awesome room setup. Here's five ways to baby-proof your house. Or we would use our product to do the storytelling without asking for the buy, but we were showing them what could be because we knew a lot of people were searching for that type of content.
Right.
And if they fell in love with your product during that informational phase, they would then start using the title of your product to do the informational transactional phase.
Right.
And then they would do the price comparison.
Right.
And then you could retarget them based on that search intent. And so we moved that from social to email to and
so all your retargeting is very, very relevant and like in line with what they're actually doing in that moment.
And so I think just making sure too, like you can use your product and services as a part of that like get them interested conversation.
Yeah.
But you don't ask for that sale within the article that you're like, here's how you baby-proof your home.
Now, give
you're
me
using
money.
Your product to inspire them.
Right.
You just, you wait for them to get intrigued.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
But it's like, I know I made a joke there with, you know, here's the article, now give me money. But like, legit, if you think about it, that's how so many organizations are approaching it. And it sounds pretty dumb, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I think a lot of nonprofits, you know, as we talk about purpose a lot within our podcast and companies defining their purpose, we work with thousands of nonprofits as a company. And so one of the questions I get asked a lot, because we're a for-profit who work with nonprofits who are also a purpose-driven company, they're like, how do I find a company like yours? I'm like, well, how do you find sponsors for your events? Yeah. How do you maintain your relationship with those organizations? And so I tend to feed them a very similar strategy of like, you've got to nurture those businesses to want to stay in love with you over time. But then on the flip side of the coin, businesses, as you're defining your purpose, you need to nurture your nonprofit community so you can see where you're, what makes sense for you as well.
Straight
so
up.
I think you can take this from a sales enablement to a relationship enablement to help you kind of get where you're going across the field. But
and if it's done right, there are relationships 9 times out of 10 that come along for the ride that set you up. If we go Quentin Tarantino style all the way back to Joseph Campbell's you know, hero's journey, we're talking about the long-term strategy, play, all the things there, right? So they're all systemic of one another.
Yeah, and I think, and you know, when we talk about the sale, it's not just, oh, they bought a good or they signed up to use my company, but it's how are you building your partnerships with other people? Like, I get so annoyed on LinkedIn when people are like, hey, we have a similar network. And I'm like, we have two legs in common.
Right.
Or two people in common. Both of those are sales individuals that have nothing to do with my life.
Right. That's before I understood LinkedIn and I just accepted the request and I haven't gone through and purged. So,
So, you know, but I think about like even in building those relationships, because like, yes, I'm in a sales seat where I want people to use our company, but also I just like extending my network to learn. And so that philosophy applies in networking and any other facet. And I think people forget that.
I think that's super insightful. This was great. Hit us with like, what's the key takeaway in your opinion for this week's episode?
I think the key takeaway here is that there's not a standard format on when to ask for the sale. I think you just have to know your audience and that you have to read the room and read the situation. So we're in a very, I say opt-in culture. So if someone's opting in down the funnel, just because you're like, oh, you've skipped stage 4, 5, and 6 and you're jumping to 7, doesn't mean you can't ask for the close. It's just you have to know your relationship with that person or consumer and get them through to the end. And so take their lead and just make sure that every time you're out there, it's not ask, ask, ask.
Brilliant. That's perfect.
Boom.
Yeah, mic drop.
Yeah.
Yeah, read the room. Right? Be a grown up. Let, you know, go on a few dates first. Yeah.
Don't be aggressive.
Right. Yeah.
Be a friend.
Yeah, be nice. Be nice to other people. So, next week, we're going to wrap up this mini series with all things social advertising. And my yes. hope is that this little journey that we've gone on allow our audience to kind of piece together these actionable mm-hmm. strategies, zip it up with when to pay for content being mm-hmm. you know, fed to users and whatnot. And it could help them potentially reach a bigger audience to yeah. do more good and more impact, more purpose, all the things. And so yep. I'm excited for next week's conversation. It'll be good. Cool. So make sure that you guys hit that subscribe button so you do not miss when that episode drops. And until next Monday, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Angie.
And we will catch you on the flip.